You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. Proudly South African, recently returned from showcasing the very best of South Africa on an international stage, and what bigger stage than Paris Fashion Week? Yes, the team at Proudly SA, alongside the partnership with Brutal Fruit, went all the way through to Paris to showcase the very best of South African talent. We're going to be taking a look at this with the Chief Marketing Officer of Proudly South African, Happy Ngidi. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of these events. Happy, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Paris Fashion Week, that's a big event.
Yes, it is. A big global event. So, you know, incredible experience. It was amazing for us as Proudly South African to be there and, you know, courtesy of our member company for the longest time, South African Breweries, and obviously through their brand, their very cool brand, Brutal Fruit Sprinter. And so, you know, it was just incredible to show up in Paris, you know, unapologetically so, to showcase what we produce in South Africa, that we've got great quality products that are world class, that are not achashem, you know, because they come from South Africa, but ones we can showcase with pride, incredible pride, for the world to see.
Happy, take us through the fashion labels that went to represent South Africa on this global stage. I mean, we know South Africa has an immense amount of talented designers and fashion houses, that we are growing our own industry. Yes. Here locally. Take us through just some of the partners that you took with you and just what it meant for them to be on a global stage that big.
Okay, so the invitation to us as the country's Buy Local campaign, the country's advocacy campaign in South Africa, one that does a lot of work in the clothing, textile, footwear, leather sector, a sector in South Africa that is labor intensive, employs a lot of South Africans. The value chain is massive in the sector. And so, you know, the invitation from Brutal Fruit and South African Breweries was really a touch point to showcase their localization, you know, efforts as a business, you know, and also just obviously pulling in a lifestyle element, showcasing not only Brutal Fruit, you know, as well as the local designers. We were invited to the Makosa show that we as Proudly South African has done a lot of things with, because it's a brand that has really, you know, pushed the needle. You know, they've taken up their space in the fashion industry globally. And so we went to see the fashion show. And let me tell you quickly about that, is that in that room where Makosa was showcasing what they are made of, it was such an incredible moment, because there were a lot of South Africans who came into, you know, flew in from South Africa. There were a lot of South Africans who are based in Paris. You know, the embassy, South African embassy, was there. It was really so great to see South Africans in that one space, you know, there to unapologetically say to the world, we are here to showcase what we are all about in South Africa. So Makosa's show was incredible. I don't think I've got the adequate words to describe to you that, you know, how the production of that show was. Before we knew it, there was a surprise guest star, Mama Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who walked around and showcased to us what she was wearing. But over and above Makosa, because it was not the reason why we, you know, when Brutal Fruit and South African Brewery said, Proudly South African, come with us. For us, it was not a big, nice trip, a, you know, party a groove, and we go there with no intention and no proper plan. So we said to them, yes, we're supporting Maxhosa, but we're also going to find an opportunity to showcase some of the local designers who may not be in a position to travel with us. And that's how Proudly South African carried them, some of them in their absentia. So the other brands we had was Imprints SA. In fact, Imprints SA was physically there, you know, and part of an expo of associated with the Fashion Week. And then we also took with us Otis Seflo, who is an incredible one of the most incredible designers in South Africa. And then we also took with us Scarlo Designs. And then we had the cheek to pull into that scenario, Township Luxury. And I was very happy to wear that, walked the streets of Paris, but was in that space wearing a typical isipodi, you know, that we make in South Africa, a bucket hat, and the outfit that went with it. So we showcased all those five designers, you know, at the Paris Fashion Week. And without, some of them were not there, but then the social media platforms and the collaboration with us as Proudly South African and Brutal Fruit, you know, did the things. Because while South Africans were here, they were watching us, you know, keeping them updated the whole time, you know, while we were there.
Happy, speaking of the collaboration with SAB, take us through the power of partnerships from a Proudly South African perspective, because as Proudly South African, you represent the nation and all of the businesses and relationships within the nation, and trying to showcase that to the world can often be something that relies heavily on these sorts of partnerships and collaborations. Take us through the importance of that.
And you are spot on. You know, when we do the work that we do from a localization perspective, when we spread the local narrative in South Africa as Proudly South African, we need partners. And this is why we are, by the way, a member-based campaign. We have members whose duty and commitment is to commit to ensuring that localization takes center stage in their respective businesses, that they keep creating jobs, that they sustain the jobs we have. And also for us, it's not a brownie point kind of approach. It's not about, you know, the audiences or even consumers looking at Proudly South African and giving us brownie points. It's about collaborations, because we understand the power of collaborations, which is very impactful when we come together and collaborate. You know, given the mandate that we have as Proudly South African, we have no business going overseas. Our focus is domestic. We must be in the country to do the work we do here. However, when a partnership of this magnitude, you know, pops up and it makes business sense for us to tag along and to be able to showcase, you know, local brands, because remember, any business wants to have a good standing in the country, but it doesn't stop them from wanting to get into the export market. And this is as an access to market opportunity, which is what we pride ourselves in as Proudly South African. And so when Brutal Fruit and SAB said, let's come, let's showcase to the world and take these local brands to an access to market opportunity, it makes sense. And when we have a collective voice in the best interest of the clothing sector in South Africa, then we shift the needle. Then we make the difference that we all would like to see as a people of the country who cares about our own economy.
The power of partnerships and collaborations exhibited on the world stage for everyone to see. I think that is the perfect note to leave the conversation on. Thank you so much to Mayor Hepingidi, the Chief Marketing Officer of Proudly South African, for joining us to take a look at South Africa's recent showcase at Paris Fashion Week. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer. It's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp. not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.